News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A senior officer investigating organised crime in this country, the Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll, has said that the Gardaí will not cease until the Kinahan organised crime group has been dismantled. And his comments come as three members of the gang were sentenced for their part in a plot to kill the brother of the leader of the rival Hutch crime group. Now, previously, Daniel Kinahan had been identified in the High Court as a senior figure in organised crime who controlled and managed the Kinahan organised crime group. Well, for more on this, we're joined on the line by the investigation editor with the Sunday World, Nicola Tallant. Nicola, those comments from John O'Driscoll, the Assistant Garda Commissioner, at a press conference yesterday afternoon, talking about the fact that the Bureau, the Organised Crime Bureau, is intent on dismantling the gang. While he didn't mention Daniel Kinahan by name, but a strong signal that certainly that's who he was talking about, how likely is that?
Well, I mean, this is quite unprecedented. I don't think we've ever seen the guards come forward so strongly. They do have a policy that when they're discussing criminal organisations and group that they don't name some, you know, a particular individual. So he was just following that protocol. Yeah. I mean, there was no question of who he was talking about. He was talking about Daniel Kinahan. He's talking about the top echelons of the Kinahan organised crime gang. And he's telling us that basically they have enough evidence to charge him. So, you know, that is a move forward. And it's been a long time coming. But there was a lot of work to do there. So the guards were a long time investigating the Kinahan organised crime group. Their Spanish counterparts were the first to kind of launch an offensive against them in 2010, which came to nothing. And there was a number of reasons for that. But basically, the group got up and running again. And in 2016, after the Regency Hotel, the guards set in place their own plan to dismantle them. We're kind of coming towards the end of that now, and this is an indication of that.
Okay, what exactly are the guards looking for?
What are they looking for? Well, they're looking to bring Daniel Kinahan home to Ireland and to charge him before the Special Criminal Court, most likely with directing a criminal organisation under gangland legislation, the most serious charge there. You know, they've been building their case over the past few years. He's been linked to a number of plots to kill. And there's other evidence there of drug trafficking and, you know, weapons trafficking. The Kinahan Organised Crime Group haven't only been named here in Ireland. They've been named in a Europol report. They're recognised as an organised crime group throughout Europe and globally, indeed.
And no charges have obviously been brought so far. I know we had the briefing from John O'Driscoll yesterday, but what's likely to happen now, Nicola? What's the next step in all of this logistically?
Well, no charges have been brought so far because we can't actually get at him because he's in the United Arab Emirates. He left Spain in around 2016, months after the Regency Hotel attack, returned there a few times sort of undercover, but essentially hasn't left the Emirates since then. And we obviously have no extradition treaty with the Emirates. So we're kind of reliant really on them maybe handing him back, which they have done with other European countries with criminals wanted for similar offences. And even in the last couple of weeks, they rounded up quite a few criminals over there wanted in Holland, in Belgium, in Australia on drug trafficking charges and on directing their criminal organisations from Dubai.
Okay, but is it likely that there will be that pressure, whether it be political pressure or pressure from the Gardaí, that will happen, that there would be an extradition?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, we've seen the pressure starting to come very heavily over the past few weeks. You have Leo Varadkar talking about him, an individual in the Dáil again, a criminal being named in the Dáil like that. Probably hasn't happened since Tony Gregory stood up 20 or more years ago. So, yeah, the political pressure is ongoing. And I would be sort of confident that they're probably coming to the end of that 5 to 6 year plan.
OK, we'll leave it there. My thanks, as always, to the investigations editor with the Sunday World, Nicola Tallant, for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Up next, is the Ryder Cup destined to be postponed? Shane Hannan has the details.